Great to have your company. I'm sure there's a collective sigh of relief in the Australian racing fraternity, certainly in the training fraternity yesterday when Premier Daniel Andrews announced that racing would be going ahead in the Stage 4 restrictions that Victoria are now facing. Robbie Griffiths is one of our favourite trainers here on The Breakfast Club. Very good to us in the early mail. And also the president of the Australian Trainers Association. He joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Robbie.
Morning, Hart. Morning, Morty.
Great news yesterday with racing allowed to continue. Were there any nervous moments from your end? Did you heard anything?
Oh, there's always nervous moments, but we're very fortunate that we've got a great minister in Martin Pakula, and we're very fortunate to have Premier Daniel Andrews and the team and everyone that's worked very hard to keep our industry open for business, and we're very fortunate that we've got them working hard to do so. So, yeah, big sigh of relief so that we can keep working forward towards the Spring Carnival.
Just to paint a picture, had it gone the other way, Robbie, one of the challenges that the Premier talked about yesterday, or one of the reasons why it was allowed to go ahead, amongst a host of them, but one of them was the animal welfare issue, that if it wasn't racing, what would become of the thoroughbreds themselves? So how big a challenge would it have been to manage that from your perspective, just as a trainer with the horse flesh that wouldn't have been able to be in work or be racing?
Oh, that's the big thing that, you know, a lot of people that might not understand our industry need to understand, is that it's pretty much business as usual anyway, because we can't, for the best interest of animal welfare, there's 7,000 horses in Victoria that need to be cared for day in, day out. And we only see 90 to 100 horses race around on our TV screen day in, day out. And that's all we see. But there's thousands of horses that are cared for day in, day out, from breeding stock to, you know, adjustment horses in the paddock to horses being prepared and growing and developing and training at the beach, or training tracks and so on. There's 4,000 horses in different forms of activity and so on. These horses need to be cared for, and there's feed suppliers and farriers and vets and all sorts of people that are going to be active day in, day out. That can't stop, because those horses need to be cared for day in, day out. So by stopping the racing, it's not going to change that level of care each and every day. So the racing model needs to continue, because that provides a community service to those that are watching the races day in, day out, and it gives the wagering operators the opportunity to continue, and it also funds our model. So it's actually a very small peak of the horse model that's viewed at home, but it's a very important peak, and it keeps the whole show going. So it's so important, and it's something that we can't turn off, the horse welfare. So had the racing not keep going, we can't turn off. It's not like a computer half. You can't just sort of turn off your computer like a horse game and just come back in 6 weeks and turn it back on and the show goes on. So we couldn't just come back in 6 weeks and get back into business. So we need to care for our horses day in, day out. So had the racing turn off, we can't just not come to work. We need to care for our horses each day. So I hope that makes sense for those that don't understand our industry.
Yeah, and as you talk about the computer, I think one of the things we haven't tried with coronavirus yet, Whitey, which you might look into, is just turning the computer off and on again. That normally fixes most things.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. That's my only go-to operation when I can't get something to work. Robbie, I just want to sort of focus a little bit on, and I've said this a number of times on this program, that I just don't think enough credit has been given to the racing industry for the strict protocols that they've lived through for the last 6 months to keep racing going. I mean, the reality is when all industries were sort of examined over the last couple of days, the reality with racing was that they've had this unbelievable record over the last 6 months to stay coronavirus free and live a very strict life. How proud? So two-part question. How proud are you as Australian Trainers Association president of how racing has been able to live the way they have? And for our listeners, just sort of share, as one of the leading trainers in Victoria, some of the sacrifices that you've had to make to your life to keep racing going.
Yeah, it's a question with, there's levels of answers to that, Whitey. It's something that we're all very proud of in racing, because we were fortunate but unfortunate that in the EI year in 2007, when the horses had the virus, we learnt a lot about biosecurity and protocols and how to handle the situation. And when this come along, we were fortunate that the horses didn't have any virus, but we learnt how to handle all the different biosecurity and protocols. So thanks to everyone at Racing Victoria and everyone in racing in general, we were quickly into action to put some really good protocols into place and group everyone into action into groups as well. And we're lucky that our lifestyle is that most of us start quite early in the morning, and we pretty much social distance with our lifestyle as it is. We start at 3 and 4 in the morning, so we're not much for socialising with our ownership group and general lifestyle anyway, just with the hours that we keep. So we tend to work with our own, so to speak, and then we work in the group. So with those type of protocols and the fact that when you're leading a horse, you tend to be at a social distance of about 6 metres anyway, just for horse safety when you're working. So combined with the sanitation and some good systems in place, we were able to come up with some really good protocols that we thought that if we could do that, we might be able to keep some really good systems in place to keep the bug away, and then cross our fingers for a little bit of luck moving forward. None of us want to jinx ourselves, but we're taking one day at a time, and touch wood, we've been able to keep everything going one day at a time. And I think everyone sort of doesn't get ahead of ourselves, but we're quite proud to say that we've been able to keep racing. And I think everyone in racing needs to be congratulated, and we're very proud that we've been able to do that. So, and we've got systems in place that if the nasty bug does land in racing, that we sort of put that group to one side and then try to push forward so that if it does happen, we can put the infected group to one side and not let it affect them, the majority, So hence the reason that Racing Victoria have all different groups of jockeys and things like that. So that's sort of how they've always tried to do it with Giles Thompson and his team at Racing Victoria in our state. And I think all of these sort of protocols that they put into place is in the best interest to try and keep racing going, so that it's a 7-day model, and we're trying our best to keep pushing forward. So, yes, as an industry, we are very proud that we've got this far, and let's hope that we can get through to the end of the road, But it's been a battle, but we're going there,
No, a massive high five to everyone in the industry for the way it's carried itself in the last couple of months, and I'm sure we'll look the same going forward. Robbie, we always appreciate your time. It was a great announcement yesterday for racing, and there'll be more talk about that after 8:30 with Michael Felgate. But thank you, mate. We appreciate your time as always.
Terrific, Harth. Thanks, Whitey.
Good stuff, Robbie Griffin.